This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. It's been 200 days today since Donald Trump took the oath of office. And for all the high-profile issues that the White House has had getting its economic agenda in gear, the administration has been having some out-of-the-headline successes. Lots of regulatory rollbacks. There have been executive actions. And as promised, he has begun depopulating the administrative state. The July unemployment report that we got on Friday showed the federal workforce is 11,000 people smaller than it was in January. Marketplace's Aaron Schrank looked into what that might mean.
The federal government has shrunk so far under Donald Trump, but University of North Carolina political science professor Terry Sullivan says it's not clear that reduction of 11,000 employees is by design.
I don't know whether that's anything more than turning over positions in a 3-million-person workforce.
But it could also reflect a slowdown in hiring of new employees after others left. President Trump issued a temporary hiring freeze days after taking office and directed federal agencies to come up with long-term plans to trim their workforces. And he's been taking his time filling the top jobs, with only about 20% successfully confirmed. NYU professor Paul Light says that probably doesn't have much impact on frontline hiring.
Just part of the overall signal, however, that this is an administration that's pulling down its help wanted signs.
Light also says that federal employees unhappy under Trump could be leaving for private sector jobs now that the economy is improving. But does this small reduction in federal jobs affect what Uncle Sam can do for us? Andrew Biggs at the right-leaning American Enterprise Institute says in any workforce, productivity usually rises by about 1% a year. So probably not.
You could reduce the workforce by 11,000 without seeing a measurable impact on the services that are being received by the public.
Federal agencies must submit plans for downsizing their workforces by September 30th. I'm Aaron Schrank for Marketplace.